So we got baseball coming up. We're out here at Camelback Ranch. It's Glendale. And the weather is just absolutely terrific. And we're joined by someone who could be Rookie of the Year this year. Alex Pavlovich was Rookie of the Year about 5 years ago, working for the same company. And he is now the beat writer for the Bay Area News Group. And he formerly worked with KMBR. He worked with us last year on some of the shows and has just made the leap to being a beat writer from ASU and joins us. And that is Kerry Crowley. Kerry, how are you?
Great, Marty. How are you?
Very good.
I don't know if you've given out a Rookie of the Year the last 5 years. I think Alex was the last one to get it.
Well, he was a Rookie of the Year, then he was Sophomore of the Year, Junior of the Year, and everything else. So we had all that going for him. But congratulations. How do you like being the beat writer?
I love it. It's a lot of work, but it's a privilege. It's very fun. And what a better way to spend your February than in the beautiful Arizona sun.
Well, Bob Stevens, who's the Hall of Fame writer from the San Francisco Chronicle, said this to me in 1996, and I had him on the show, and he said, I've never worked a day in my life. And I really didn't understand it, because I'm coming from criminal law and the trials, and, you know, it's 40 court appearances a week and all that. And I said, yeah, really? You didn't work a day in my life? I think I did. And now I understand it. Because you come to the ballpark and you're in the ballpark community, you're covering a sport where when it all ends, it doesn't really matter.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
But to go through the story, you become invested in the story, and it becomes something special every day. And I get to tell the story every weekend, which I love, and I never know where it's going to go. And you get to write about it every day. I think it's a pretty good job.
Well, you say story, I say mosaic, and I think I'm borrowing that word from you.
Yeah.
But it really is. It's so interesting to see how things evolve over the course of a 162-game season. And you told me last summer that it would be different next year when I would have a full opportunity to look at the entire season. And just being down here in spring training and having the 60 players in camp and the Giants whittling that down to 25, you see the guys that will go to Sacramento but will come up to the big league club during the season, and you become invested in their stories and you want to tell the stories that they have to share. And it's really, really fun, and the Giants have made it interesting by what they've done this offseason. And even after a 98 loss season, so many other franchises are, you know,
tanking,
rebuilding, whatever you want to call it. The Giants are going in. They're investing.
Yeah, yeah, they went in all the way. Yeah, maybe you need one more pitcher, but there's time for that.
Mm-hmm.
As things go on. Kerry Crowley joins us. He is the beat writer for the Giants for the Bay Area News Group, and nice to have him with us. You got to talk to Cueto today.
I did.
Tell me about that, because Cueto is the sort of the question mark. We'll see Bumgarner tomorrow. Samardzija on Tuesday. We haven't seen Cueto yet, and they've had him on the backfield throwing bullpens, what have you. What's your take on Cueto?
Well, I mean, Cueto is kind of the X factor for this rotation. If he doesn't have a strong season, then where will this pitching staff be come May, June, July? It so much depends on Johnny Cueto, because you know that you're going to get 200 innings from a healthy Bumgarner, 200 innings from Jeff Samardzija, and of course they have to piece together these last two spots in the rotation, and they think that Chris Stratton and Ty Block will be able to do it or at least start the season. But Johnny Cueto is the guy who's been so good at different points in his career, and if he's good this season, then the Giants will be good. If he's not, it's really hard to say what they're going to be able to accomplish.
Well, I'm with you on that. Today we're going to see some... first, let's talk about yesterday. Sandoval's home run.
Oh, crushed it.
Didn't he?
Yeah. Absolutely launched it over the lawn in right center field at Scottsdale Stadium. He was thrilled, too. I mean, he hasn't had a healthy spring in a long time, and he always had shoulder problems when he was with the Boston Red Sox. There was Camp Panda back in the 2010-2012 seasons when he would try to get healthy, and he's just a happy guy.
And he hit the heck out of the ball yesterday.
Yeah.
He just, you know, crushed it. I brought up this earlier in the show, and I did my open, you know, trying to set the scene for spring training. There's a certain spirit about this ball club, and it brings McCutchen in, Longoria in, Austin Jackson in, and even the players that came back, they were embarrassed last year.
Oh, yeah.
And they don't look at themselves, well, we're world champions, all we got to do is show up. there's a different spirit, I think, in the clubhouse. Do you feel that?
Well, it's looser than it was last year, but it's also much more businesslike. When guys have to go out to batting practice, you can tell that they're mentally locked in. And I don't know that that was the case in August and September last year. We would walk into the clubhouse, and some days there would hardly be anyone at their locker. Yeah. You never knew where guys were. They were sometimes in the training room, sometimes elsewhere. And I think they just lost their focus at some point during the year. When things were going bad, they never really regained it. And this year, there's a new energy that McCutchen and Longoria have certainly helped instill. But I think a lot of the guys who have been here before are bringing some of that energy. Brandon Belt looks more determined. Joe Panik is a guy who's become a steady constant in the clubhouse. Brandon Crawford looks good over in the corner holding court with some of the new infielders. And so if you're able to get more out of those guys in the clubhouse, and then the guy that we really like is just watching Austin Jackson interact with everyone. I don't think anyone could have predicted how he would have meshed with this crew, but it's very clear that these guys are taking to Austin Jackson.
Yeah, I want to see him play.
Me too.
As a center fielder, I mean, the center field situation was a disaster last year. So if it's Austin Jackson with Duggar or Blanco, who knows how it's going to end up. But he looks like more of a platoon player. Mm-hmm. But look, you can't win in this ballpark without a good outfield defense. It's just too big.
Yeah.
You have to be able to cover it. Now they got a center fielder in right, and they got a center fielder in center. But I want to see him play. He's a big kid, doesn't hit with a lot of power. A line drive stroke, so we'll see how that turns out. Kerry Crowley is with us. He covers the Giants for the Bay Area News Group. We had a moment this week that I think just sort of set the tone for what was coming. And if you think you know what I'm going to say, I think you do know. And it was the Bumgarner throwing the ball to McCutchen.
Yes.
And this is on, was it Monday or Tuesday? I forget when it was.
Mm-hmm. First day of live BP, Tuesday.
Right, Tuesday. And here comes McCutchen. We haven't seen him hit yet. And who is he in? And then here's the group. It's McCutchen, Longoria, Pence, Posey. And here comes McCutchen in against Bumgarner. And Bumgarner's snorting out on the mound. He's doing snot rockets. He's doing his whole game out on the mound. And McCutchen steps in, and you could tell the story of what happened.
He steps in. Bumgarner decides to throw him an inside pitch for what Bumgarner said is the first time. He knew never to pitch McCutchen inside, and we saw why. McCutchen just turned on the ball, the bat speed, launching it out onto the left field lawn, and Buster Posey got up from behind the plate and physically removed Andrew McCutchen from the batter's box to save him from Bumgarner's wrath.
You know, the funny thing was, McCutchen, and he's a great interview, and I haven't had him on yet, and we'll let him get settled, but he said when he faced Bumgarner, he never looked at him.
Yeah, that's
he never,
right.
He
that's
never
right.
looked, and I'm telling you something, when he was in batting practice, he wouldn't look at him. He would not let you. Don't want to get him on your wrong side.
No.
Meaning Bumgarner. So I thought it was pretty interesting. But my point is it sets sort of the tone for the week. And I think McCutchen's one of those players, and he had a great year. He was miserable the year before. They messed around with him defensively, telling him to play in, play back. And then they put him in right field. And, you know, it didn't work out for him. He's a guy I don't want to miss his at bat.
No.
I mean that. I want to see him play.
Yeah, he's got that energy. He's got the home run swing. And even though he was the MVP back in, what, 2012 or 2013, he still has that essence around him, the aura that star players bring to the clubhouse. And it's no longer just, you know, Buster Posey and Madison Bumgarner. It's Andrew McCutchen joins that fold. And whether he hits cleanup, hits third, or even hits leadoff like he might do against left-handed pitchers or even on an everyday basis, he is going to be a guy who brings energy to the lineup, even if he's not the same player he once was.
Yeah, I like it. I like what I see with him. We'll see Chris Shaw today. Mm-hmm. We'll see Duggar yesterday. There's certain players I'm sure you're watching that can have an impact here.
I want to see Austin Slater. I want to see what he's able to do a little bit more this spring because he has minor league options, and there's two guys ahead of him who the Giants have been invested in for the past few years, Jarrett Parker and Mack Williamson, who haven't really panned out as the next outfielder coming through the system. And we know historically the Giants have struggled to have homegrown outfielders come up and play on an everyday basis. But I think if Austin Slater can unlock some of that power in his lower body and change the approach that he brought with him to the major league level from Stanford, where he's always consistently going the other way, I think he can still hit for average, but he could provide a little more power and be a surprise player this year if he's able to stay healthy, which has always been a big key for him.
Yeah, I think this is going to be the year of people who are necessary to help this, the depth of the team coming up and back and forth. He's one of them. I think Shaw's one of them. I think Andrew Sanchez is going to be one of them. I think Tyler Sear is going to be one of them. I think we're going to see these people in the mix.
Yeah.
And that's why it's fun to see them down here. How are you getting along with the veteran writers? Are they teasing you all the time?
Oh, well, I'm hoping by the end of the season that Henry Schulman looks at me. I'm kidding. They're treating me extremely well. Baggerly, Pavlovich, Schulman, these guys are Chris. Professionals, and yeah. Chris, too. Yeah. They've been on the beat for so long, and they are welcoming me in, and I wouldn't have expected that they would welcome a young millennial into the fold.
Well, they're on you. Can you vote? They said you're not old enough to rent a car. They were all over you.
No, I am not old enough to rent a car, but there are loopholes around that.
All right. Hey, great to have you on.
Thank you, Marty,
pleasure,
as always.
As we enjoyed with you KBR last year running the website and of course, covering the Giants. And I'm very happy you got this job, and it's good for you. So, Kerry Crowley, Bay Area News Group, thanks.
Thank you, Marty.
Have a good day.
Looking forward to the season.
All right. We'll take a break. We'll be back with more right after this.